91X News.
It's 15 degrees and raining at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Sarah Cook. A 9-year veteran of the OPP faces impaired charges after an ATV accident in Tyendinaga Township late last month. The female detective constable, who's currently posted at the OPP's Central Hastings Detachment, faces a charge of operation of a motor vehicle while impaired and operation of a motor vehicle while over the legal blood limit. The charges relate to a collision involving an ATV on Lazier Road on September 28th. The four-wheeled ATV was being operated on private property by a 39-year-old driver who was carrying two passengers when it turned over, throwing the riders to the ground. The operator and one of the passengers sustained minor injuries and were transported to hospital where they were both treated and subsequently released. The accused is scheduled to appear in the Ontario Court of Justice in Napanee on November 12th. And in other police news, a 39-year-old Belleville man faces charges after police say he assaulted an officer yesterday and attempted to disarm him of his weapon. Belleville police say that they responded to a call in the East End to keep the peace while property was picked up. Police say the man ended up becoming extremely aggressive, assaulting the officer and tried to take his gun. The officer suffered minor injuries, and the man is being held for a bail hearing today. And students can donate food to people in need to support an initiative started by Loyalist College students. QNET News reporter Olivia Waldriff has the story.
The third-year child and youth care students are accepting non-perishable food donations as part of their Helping with Hunger project. The students have been collecting donations in bins set up around the school since the beginning of October. Today, they are taking donations in person in the cafeteria. Robin Waitster is one of the students involved in the project.
Within our community currently, there is a lot of issues with food insecurity, and a lot of individuals don't have regular access to food that is healthy and nutritious and beneficial to their development. So it's a very big issue. We need lots of food because food is essential to our development and essential to growing and learning.
They've been working on the project since early September. Waitster says although they've been involved in food drives before, this is the first time they've created and run one. The students started the food drive for an assignment in their advocacy course where they had to find an issue to stand up for.
We really saw the need for food and resources that help provide food for the members within the community, so we thought of a food drive to bring food insecurity awareness to both Loyalist College students and the community.
They will be accepting donations in the cafeteria today from 2 to 4 p.m.
Olivia Waldrick, QNET News, Loyalist College.
And Quebec Premier François Legault is pushing back against mounting criticism against his government's secularism bill from the municipal world. Councillors in Toronto became the latest to condemn the Quebec government's Bill 21 in a motion passed on Wednesday. Legault says he's not happy with the Toronto motion, which follows similar calls to action from Calgary, Winnipeg, and Mississauga councils. He insists the province's controversial law is reasonable.
Would they say that about Germany, about France, about all countries in Europe doing more than what we're doing? Come on.
Bill 21, which prohibits public servants deemed to be in positions of authority, such as teachers, judges, and police officers, from wearing religious symbols, came into effect in June. In international news, the Islamic State group declared a new leader. Aaron Katarsky reports the group is confirming the death of its leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, in a U.S. raid in Syria.
In an audio message, ISIS confirmed the death of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, but warned, "Do not be happy, O America." The message said the Islamic State stands at the threshold of Europe and Central Africa and is expanding and remaining. ISIS announced Baghdadi's successor, Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Qurashi, and took a jab at President Trump. The statement said, "Do you not look at how you have become the joke of the nations, your fate controlled by a stupid old man who goes to sleep with one opinion and wakes up with another?"
The speaker in the audio also confirmed the death of Abu Hassan al-Muhajir, a close aide of al-Baghdadi and a spokesman for the group since 2016. The killings were a double blow to the extremist group nearly 7 months after its territorial defeat in Syria. And Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has always seemed to relish dressing up for trick-or-treating with his children, but in the wake of the blackface scandal, he's giving Halloween a miss this year. Publicly, at least, Terry Pedwell has more.
In the past, Justin Trudeau has celebrated Halloween with his children dressed as Han Solo from Star Wars and as the pilot in The Little Prince. He also once showed up in the House of Commons in a business suit, but with black-rimmed glasses and a Superman costume concealed beneath his shirt. While his choice of Halloween costumes since becoming prime minister hasn't generated controversy, revelations during the recent election campaign over his wearing of blackface or brownface in the past certainly did. This Halloween, a spokesman says Trudeau will not be in the public spotlight, choosing instead to go trick-or-treating with the kids privately. Terry Pedro, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
And for tens of thousands of children in California, the biggest monsters this Halloween are wildfires that have thrown trick-or-treating into disarray. Many who live in and around wine country north of San Francisco have no neighborhood to bring their kids to collect candy. They're coming home to destruction. Our still under evacuation orders are facing lingering power outages. And kids on the other side of San Francisco Bay are seeing Halloween plans literally go up in smoke. Some parents may throw a Halloween party instead of trick-or-treating in the poor air. Others say they may take their children out wearing masks. Other families are opting to leave town in time to trick-or-treat elsewhere. The fire has been burning since last week, and others have ignited in Southern California. But with heavy rainfall threatening to put a damper on Halloween activities in the Quinte region this evening, visibility is expected to be an issue. So here are some safety tips from the OPP to keep trick-or-treating safe and fun. Always carry a flashlight and use reflective materials to increase visibility to drivers. Children under the age of 9 should always be accompanied by an adult. Never trick-or-treat alone. Go with a group. And never go inside a house to get your treats. Trick-or-treat in a familiar area, in familiar areas that are well lit. And use sidewalks if available. If there are no sidewalks, then walk on the side of the road facing oncoming traffic. And always check your candy before eating it. And what are your plans for Halloween? Check out our poll on QNetNews.ca. And don't forget to stay spooky and safe tonight. That's news on 91X till 4:06. Sports is next.
A reminder from Quinte Waste Solutions. Medical waste is not recyclable. Needles and syringes, leftover medications, and empty pill bottles should not be placed in the blue box as they pose a hazard to recycling staff. Your local pharmacy can provide a container for safe disposal of sharps. Pharmacies will also accept leftover medications. Empty prescription pill bottles should go in the garbage. Just make sure your personal information on the label is removed. Over-the-counter medicine bottles, such as for aspirin, may be recycled provided they are white, empty, and clean. For a complete listing of all medical waste and how you can properly dispose of it, go to Quinte Recycling.
In sports, Canada's Denis Shapovalov has recorded his second upset victory in as many days at the Paris Masters. The 20-year-old from Richmond Hill, Ontario, beat number 6 seed Alexander Zverev of Germany 6-2, 5-7, 6-2 in the round of 16 on Thursday. The latest win came just over 24 hours after Shapovalov, ranked 28th in the world, knocked off number 11 seed Fabio Fognini of Italy. In other tennis news, Bianca Andreescu has withdrawn the WTA finals in China and will not play her final match. She decided to withdraw today after suffering a left knee injury yesterday during her second match, forcing her to retire. At 0-2, she was already out of championship contention. This is Andreescu's last tournament of the season. The Thursday night NFL game features undefeated San Francisco at Arizona. The 7-0 49ers are coming off a 51-13 win over the Carolina Panthers on Sunday and have been plowing through their schedule with one of the league's best defenses. The 3-4-1 Cardinals saw their three-game winning streak end Sunday with a 31-9 loss to New Orleans. And in NHL news, two Canadian teams will take to the ice tonight. First up at 8 o'clock, the Calgary Flames are on the road taking on the Nashville Predators. And later on, the Montreal Canadiens continue their Pacific road swing with a stop in Vegas to do battle with the Golden Knights at 10. The Habs picked up a 4-1 win last night in Arizona. On the Junior A hockey circuit, the Trenton Golden Hawks are back in action tonight. The team is traveling to St. Michael's to take on the Buzzers at 7:30. The Hawks are looking to build off Sunday's double overtime win over the Toronto Junior Canadians. Trenton is just 2 points behind the Wellington Dukes for top spot in the OJHL's East Division. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, heavy rainfall is expected to continue into the evening. 10 to 20 millimeters expected and a low of 2. Looking ahead till tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, 40% chance of rain showers or flurries in the morning and a high of 6. At 4:08, it's 15 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Sarah Cook, QNET News, News on 91X, next at 5.